HarperCollins presents Ruck Me by James Haskell. Read by James Haskell.
I've written another book. I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The proper function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days in trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. Jack London. Foreword. Why another book? I imagine they asked Tolstoy the same question after the publication of War and Peace and Dickens after writing Great Expectations. Well, let's just say my first book, What a Flanker, raised more questions than it answered. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that it sold more copies than expected and the publishers offered me better money to write this one. Who is James Haskell? Why do people think he's a dickhead? Even his wife. Why do some people no longer think he's a dickhead? What is a dickhead anyway? What was it about his typical childhood, the summers in Rangoon, the luge lessons, the making of meat helmets in the spring, that made him the man he's become? Was it his humble schooling that made him the reserved, unassuming adult Haskell we see today? Was it the fluffy world of rugby union that made him the very model of a modern man? To answer these questions, and others like, what percentage of the jokes I come out with over dinner are shit, and why do I spend my time arguing with trolls and trolls' wives on Instagram when I could be having a nice cup of tea and a hobnob with an actual mate in real life? And do I really have the mind of a serial killer? I have taken a trip through the foothills and peaks and the canyons of my life, from the cradle to digging in a quarry in a JCB. Along the way, I've spoken to some of the most important people I know, my mother, my wife, schoolmates, teachers, ex-teammates, ex-coaches, business partners, Kevin the security guard in Waitrose, though he didn't make the cut, in an attempt to make more sense of me. Why the intense shyness in public? Why the almost feminine sensitivity? Why the pathological hatred of confrontation? On reflection, I have to say that most of them had no idea what they were talking about, and at times, I wonder if they weren't in fact recounting the life of someone else entirely, but they gave it a good crack, bless them. To be honest, my publishers wouldn't let me extend the deadline for this book by interviewing some actual Haskell aficionados, or in fact, people who appeared to like me. So join me on an epic adventure of discovery like no other, a Haskovery, if you will. You will laugh, you will weep, you might still think I'm a dickhead at the end of it. Whatever you think, I will keep bouncing back, and most definitely have the last laugh. Chapter 1. I, Dickhead. Paul Doran Jones, best friend and England teammate. Why do people think James is going to be a dickhead? Because he is. Ollie Phillips, Stade Francais teammate. It's true, when people find out I'm mates with Hask, they roll their eyes and say, isn't he a dickhead? And I think some of his Stade Francais teammates thought he was a dickhead at the beginning. Fair enough, to be honest. Hask is an expressive person who wins people over with his brashness and crass wit. Or at least, that's normally his approach in England. But he didn't speak French, apart from rude words. So when he first walked into the change room and some of his teammates started shouting, fucking hell, it's Haskell, fucking roast beef, it's the little English gay, he started calling them all wankers and telling them to suck his cock. Soos my beat, as every naughty schoolboy will know. Most people in that situation would be shy and timid, but he went the other way completely. What kind of person walks in on their first day of work in a foreign country and starts abusing his colleagues? James Haskell, that's who. Remember, he'd just left Wasps, his childhood club, and this was the first time he played abroad. He'd taken a big risk by moving to Stade, because most people thought it would put his England career in jeopardy. He'd just broken up with his first long-term missus, his life was pretty complicated. But he didn't seem to give a shit, and once his teammates got over the shock of his massive English bloke turning up every morning and slagging them all off, they learned to love him. He won their respect by training hard, being the most professional member of the team, and delivering in games. It was clear that he really wanted the club to do well. And they soon began to see past the brashness and realise that he was actually a really good lad. Soon, if Hass wasn't abusing them, they'd be disappointed. That was part of his charm. Thanks, lads. What a way to start this book off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?